Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Bernice from Fitchburg.
Hey, Bernice.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Yes, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
I feel like Bernice is one of those names that is faded out of the lexicon of popular names.
There's not a lot of Bernices floating around anymore. You're right.
There aren't.
Justice for Bernices. Like, could you imagine today meeting like a 4-year-old little girl and her name's Bernice?
I'd be like, are you a ghost from times past?
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Ready as ever be.
In the movie The Mask, Cameron Diaz's role almost went to Anna Nicole Smith, who plays the main character of Stanley Ipkiss in the movie.
Jim Carrey.
Question number two. R.L. Stein is 82 today. He is the author best known for which work?
Goosebumps, I think.
Question number three. Bruno Mars, 40 today. Name this Bruno Mars song. Take a listen.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Name the song.
Yeah. I can't.
Question number four. Shailene Woodley says doing her own singing for the upcoming Janis Joplin biopic is scary and vulnerable. Speaking of singing live in biopics, who starred as Elton John in Rocket Man and did all the singing?
I know his name, too. I can't think of his name. I'm sorry.
Question number five. 4 years ago today in 2021, the 25th James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was released. Which pop star did the theme song for No Time to Die?
Adele?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you work at a preschool.
Yeah, it's a kindergarten and preschool, yep.
What is the hot name for young children these days?
There's just so many, I can't even.
a lot of Aidens, Dan, I feel like.
Liam. Liam's a popular name.
Liam's a big one, yep. Kennedy, what? Lily. I feel like Lily's a popular one now, too, with young girls. Kennedy, I have Bernice getting 2 out of 5 correct.
Well done, Bernice.
Oh, shoot. No, really.
It's okay.
Thank you for saying shoot.
I know. I was ready to hit the dumb button on Bernice. All right, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. In the movie The Mask, Cameron Diaz's role almost went to Anna Nicole Smith.
No kidding.
Who plays the main character of Stanley Ipkiss in that movie?
Jim Carrey.
Tied at one. R.L. Stein, 82 today. He's the author best known for which works?
Goosebumps.
Tied at 2. Bruno Mars, 40 today. Name this Bruno Mars song. Take a listen.
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Name the song.
It's 24 Karat Magic.
In the air.
3-2. Question number four. Shailene Woodley says doing her own singing for the upcoming Janis Joplin biopic is scary and vulnerable. Speaking of singing live in biopics, Who starred as Elton John in Rocketman and did all the singing?
Taron Egerton.
4-2. Question number 5. 4 years ago today in 2021, the 25th James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was released. Which pop star did the theme song for No Time to Die?
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, not Adele.
You are a hard lady to fool.
Adele did Skyfall.
Oh, I know. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Bernice, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but you do get yourself some concert tickets. You are going to see Lainey Wilson October 11th at the Xfinity Center. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, but you're going for free, okay?
That's awesome. Thank you.
No, thank you. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Bernice from Fitchburg, and I have yet to beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Nicole from Dorchester.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Actually, originally from Buffalo, she's here as a traveling nurse, Kennedy.
Ah, well, welcome to our fair city.
Thanks. I'm actually the traveling nanographer that you guys talked to last week.
Yeah. How are those bills doing?
You know, overall great, but not so great this past weekend. Congrats to you.
Were you repping your Buffalo Bills gear?
I always rep my Buffalo Bills gear, yes.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
They're a very good team, though, those Buffalo Bills there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. Kennedy has now left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, though, that is a loss for you, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Question number 1, $1,000. A Hulu documentary series about Bill Belichick's first year coaching college football is no longer happening, probably because the team is so bad. What team is he coaching?
The North Carolina.
Question number 2. Matt Damon, 55 today. One of Damon's most well-known movie roles is playing an ex-CIA agent with amnesia. What is the character's name?
I have no idea.
All right. Question number 3. Southern Charm star Catherine Dennis is being sued over a 2024 car accident. She's currently serving 30 days for being under the influence the night of the wreck. Which southern city does that show take place in?
I don't know. Charleston, maybe?
Maybe.
Question number 4. Chevy Chase, 82 today. Which classic movie is this Chevy Chase line from? Take a listen.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fun. We'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
Name the movie.
Family Vacation.
Question number 5. Taylor Swift isn't bothered by the critics of her new album. She says, and I quote, "I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. Everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want." Which song on the new album has a title inspired by Travis Kelce's birthstone?
The only song I know is The Fate of Ophelia, so that's what I'm going to go with, even though I know it's not.
We got to get your Swiftie game up.
Yep.
It's the best song on the album.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
Can I change my answer? Sorry.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Opalite?
We would love to change it, but you're a Bills fan, so unfortunately it's not.
Oh, Dan. Yeah, you're good, Kennedy. Come on in. I'm letting her change it.
I know. I'm only teasing.
I'm giving it to her. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Is that a Go-Go's t-shirt you have on
yes,
there?
Yes, it is.
Let's go.
Yep.
Nicole got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done.
Trace.
Any particular reason you're wearing a Go-Go's t-shirt today or just because it's stylish like you?
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's just cute.
It's giving cute.
It's super cute. It's going to be a little chillier out there today, so, you know, I just, you know.
Okay. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
A Hulu documentary series about Bill Belichick's first year coaching college football is no longer happening, probably because the team is so bad. Which team is he coaching?
UNC.
Tied at one. Matt Damon, turning 55 today. One of Damon's most well-known movie roles is playing an ex-CIA agent with amnesia. What is that character's name?
Jason Bourne. He was here this week cooking with Ming Tsai for a charity
event. I saw that. They asked him, they asked him about the Patriots and all that. Question number three. Southern Charm star Catherine Dennis is being sued over a 2024 car accident. She's currently serving 30 days for being under the influence the night of the wreck. Which southern city does that show take place in?
Charleston, South Carolina.
3-2. Question number four. Chevy Chase, 82 today. Which classic movie is this line from? Take a listen.
Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles.
National Lampoon Vacation? National Lampoon's Vacation?
So good.
4-2. Question number five. Taylor Swift isn't bothered by the criticisms of her new album. She says, and I quote, "I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. Everybody is allowed to feel exactly how they want." I think she said something like, "I'm not the art police."
Mm-hmm. She did.
She's got such self-awareness. Like, the comments don't bug her.
You might be tired of seeing her face, but I don't know how you dislike her as a person.
Yeah.
Which song on the new album has a title inspired by Travis Kelce's birthstone?
Oh, Opalite.
That is correct.
Can we play Opalite on the radio, Dad? Can we?
I mean, I would rather have a question about wood, but Opalite will work as well.
So weird. I don't really like that song.
You don't like that song?
No. Mm-mm.
It's a little much for me, too. I love the beat.
5-3 is the final
See,
score.
You're just a 12-year-old boy, and I can't.
Kennedy gets
the win. You
know
what they were talking about? You guys, it's a secret code. It's about their art. I love you both. Most of the time.
Nicole, you don't get the money, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Nicole from Buffalo, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tess from Quincy.
Good morning.
Hi.
We're going to call Tess Dr. Tess.
We better. If she is one, we're going to talk about it.
She's on her way to taking her residency exam today.
Is that like 5 days long?
Two.
Girl, go get them.
Thank you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
What kind of doctor are you going to be when you grow up?
Emergency medicine.
Oh, are you watching The Pit?
I watched it for a little bit to just show my husband what my day is like. But other than that, it's too similar.
I binge watched all 15 episodes, so I too am a doctor.
Dr. Dan?
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
It's basically medical school.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Nick Cannon, 45 today. Nick is currently the host of which popular TV competition series?
The Name That Song?
Question number two. The city of Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree more than 2 months before the holidays.
Boo.
One kid said that they wish the city would have waited until after Halloween. Can you name the Tim Burton movie about Jack Skellington that is both a Halloween and Christmas movie?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Bruno Mars, 40 today. Which state was Bruno Mars born and raised in?
New York.
Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. Not much else is known except players will go through physical and mental challenges to earn clues. Which of these games is not a character, or which of these names is not a character from the original Clue board game? Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Peacock, or Madam Violet? Which one is not a character?
Madam Violet.
Jelly Roll's song Heart of Stone is number one on the country charts, which makes the eighth consecutive for him. That means every single Jelly has ever released to country radio has gone to number one. What is Jelly Roll's real first name?
Oh, geez.
Jelly?
It's not Jelly?
It's not Jelly. Patrick.
Patrick Roll.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Just can't imagine taking a two-day test.
Yeah, they're like 5 hours each.
Well, good luck to you, Dr. Tess.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Dr. Kennedy.
Yeah, everybody's a doctor now. We watch The Pit. These are tough. She got 2 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
You're going to do much better.
But she can name all the bones in the body, and I can't.
Yes, that's true. Question number one, Kennedy. Nick Cannon, 45 today. He's currently the host of which popular TV competition series? Caught her lacking this morning, Dan.
It's not America's Got Talent, right? That's Terry Crews. America's Got Talent.
The Masked Singer.
Oh, right.
0-0. Oh. The city of Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree more than 2 months before the holidays. One kid said that they wish they would have waited until after Halloween. Name the Tim Burton movie about Jack Skellington that is both a Halloween and a Christmas movie.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tied at 1. Bruno Mars, 40 today. Which state was Bruno Mars born and raised in?
Hawaii.
He is Hawaiian. 2-1.
Oh.
Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. We are out of original ideas. Which of these is not a character from the original Clue board game? Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Peacock, or Madam Violet?
Madam Violet.
That is correct. It's wild that we all still know that.
I would play that game today if someone wanted to.
We played it so much. It is also one of the best movies ever made, full stop. It has 4 different endings.
Question number 5, 3-2. Jelly Roll's song, Heart of Stone, is number one on the country charts. It is his 8th consecutive, which means every single Jelly has released to country radio has gone to number one.
Wow, good for him.
What is Jelly Roll's real first name? Come on, Kennedy.
You've met the man. You shook his hand.
Yes.
I didn't call him by his real name. It will never come to me.
Jason
DeFore.
Good old Jason.
So 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Good job.
Yes.
You passed your trivia residency exam, Kennedy.
Woohoo. Yeah.
Nice job.
Well, you go get them.
Oh, by the way, I just got a text from the 508. 76 days until Christmas, guys. 76 days until Christmas.
That's a lot of days. We can do other
That's
stuff
really
first.
Not. It's just,
will you let us know how it goes after your 2-day test, please?
Yes, I will.
I'm very invested now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. Go get them, honey.
She's going to be an emergency room doctor, too.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yep. All right, Dr. Tess, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go and smoke that exam?
I am Tess from Quincy, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Good luck.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Be Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Steve from Everett.
What up, Steve?
Hi, Kennedy. How you doing?
I'm living the dream.
Same here. Good. Only sometimes it's a nightmare, right?
No!
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related, Steve. If you answer more of these right than Kennedy, you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. How does that sound?
I can sure use that.
All right, here we go. Kennedy's gone. Can't hear anything that is happening. Again, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, and we can't give you the money. Question number one. Taylor Swift said the most recent TV show that she has been watching was the spinoff of The Office. Name that show.
The Paper.
Leonardo DiCaprio and this actress initially hated the scene in Titanic where Leo teaches her how to spit. They both wanted it cut from the movie. James Cameron stuck by his guns and says it's now one of the most popular scenes in the movie. Who was the actress?
Kate Winslet.
Both of Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's kids have signed a deal to produce and do voice roles in anime films. What are their names? Need an answer.
Okay, no, don't got it.
Question number four. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys was fined $250,000 for giving New York Jets fans the middle finger at MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
I'll never besmirch someone for giving Jets fans the middle finger.
He claims it was an accident and he meant to give a thumbs up to Dallas fans.
He is old.
What is his name?
Oh, boy. This is a Dallas Cowboy?
Yes. Owner. The owner.
Oh. All I know is Landry, but he's not the owner.
Tom Landry was the old coach.
He's back. That's in the good. Day.
Long,
he's going back.
Yeah, long time ago. Yeah, I'm
all right.
Myself.
Question number five. They have released a new trailer for season four of The Witcher with Liam Hemsworth taking over for which actor?
I'm sorry, what is that again?
The Witcher is the TV show.
The Witcher.
Yeah.
Taking over from Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth is in it, taking over for which actor that was in it? That's a tough one.
Yeah, don't know. Don't
okay,
know
that's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You deliver newspapers, Steve? You like as,
yes,
as a second job? Which paper do you deliver?
Actually all of them. Distribution company, Globe, Herald.
Oh, okay.
It's a beautiful day to be out there slinging paper, Steve.
Yeah, water and paper don't mix very well.
I miss the good old days, Kennedy, when you needed a score from a baseball game and you had to read the paper the next morning to get the box scores. That was like a thing I did every day as a kid. Shut up, Dan.
Dying in the
shut up, Dan.
I haven't said anything.
You were about to yell it.
I wasn't. You're projecting.
You weren't going to say, oh...
Is that how you feel?
Is it
that
is why
you're
how
coming
I feel.
To me?
Yes. Steve got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, Mike.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Taylor Swift said the most recent TV show that she has watched was the spinoff of The Office. Name that show.
The Paper.
Tied to one. Leonardo DiCaprio and this actress initially hated the scene in Titanic where Leo teaches her how to spit. They both wanted to cut from the movie. James Cameron stuck by his guns and says it is now one of the most popular scenes. Who is the actress?
Kate Winslet.
2-2. Question number three. Both of Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's kids have signed a deal to produce and do voice roles in anime films. What are their names?
Jaden and Willow.
3-2. The owner of the Dallas Cowboys was fined $250,000 for giving New York Jets fans the finger at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. He claims it was an accident and he meant to give a thumbs up to Dallas fans.
He is a little old.
What's his name?
Exactly what I said.
Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones is it, not Tom Landry.
Jerry Jones.
How many Jets fans gave him the finger before he gave one back and got fined $250,000?
That's a big fine, too.
I mean, now he keeps that in his little pocket.
A quarter
was it on
mil.
TV or something?
Yeah, they caught him.
Oh, so that's why. It's an FCC fine.
It wasn't on TV. That's
the fine.
It's all over the internet.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if they caught him on TV.
They did it because he did it to fans, not because it was on TV. Question number five.
That's weird.
They released a trailer for season four of The Witcher with Liam Hemsworth taking over for which actor?
Superman.
Christopher Reeves.
His name is Henry Cavill.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow, you are good.
She is, right?
I really like that show.
I liked it, too, and it's not going to work at all without the main
I only watched the first season. I got lost in the second.
He left because they weren't following the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, 5-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy. Steve, unfortunately, don't get the cash today, but we do appreciate you listening.
We do.
And delivering those super dry papers.
I've played her a couple of times before, so.
Aw.
Nice job, my friend.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Steve from Everett, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.